The time is come. Music for the revolution. For the workers and for the people. By the people.
The Labor Music Network of Ontario presents A Song for Labor with special guests George Hewison, Fellow Worker, Touch of Class, Tria, La Libertad, and other friends of labor. Friday, June 3rd, 8 p.m. at the Steelworkers Hall, 25 Cecil Street in Toronto. Tickets are for sale for $10 at the Labor Education Center, 15 Gervais Drive, Suite 100. For more information, call 416-537-6532 or email Linda Young at lyoung@laboreducation.org. Pittsburgh-based agitator Ann Feeney performs music that she says is designed to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. She has lived her life on the front lines, performing at thousands of rallies, picket lines, and demonstrations over the years, including the WTO demonstrations in Seattle, Solidarity Day in Washington, D.C., and for $1.5 million at the April 25, 2004 March for Women's Lives. Come and see the woman that Utah Phillips calls the best labor singer in North America. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
This program is dedicated to the labor song, the music that inspires us, the music that tells us the truth, that tells us the story, that educate us about what's going on, what's happened with the worker, what is the evolution of this working class, because we are part of that working class, we are the majority, and we are still being in this war with these rights for the workers are not respected, with the rights for the workers every day are being lack of security, lack of more stability in the workplaces. And it's important that we know and that we realize how this movement and how the workers have been affected in one part and in one stage of our lives that we can learn is through the music. The music fulfilled the purpose of educating the masses. And so let's stop talking and let's give the chance to the music to speak to us. And so this tonight we're going to dedicate, like I said, to the labor song. And we're going to hear amazing interpretations and pay attention because this is music that tell you something that makes you more conscious and makes you more open to understand and to see why these things are happening and why these things happened in the past and now they are still current. And this is music that teach you something. So let's start with "We're the Workers" in the voice and interpretation of Ann Feeney.
Listen up, we've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us, fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon's solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
And cooperation,
war on the workers.
When they call you a team,
war on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war.
education. It's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah. It's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
So, because we, I know you listen this program to the internet, so I also want to invite you. If you are gonna listen this program probably until the end of the summer, you will send me an email, and I will send you a CD with this amazing music that you hear in this program tonight. So later I will give you the email that you can write me back and tell me your comments about the program, and I will send you a CD with this labor song so you can enjoy and you can pass it around. And because that's one of the other things, you know, the traditions of the labor song is you will pass around to communities, to people, so they can learn. So the tunes are really easy to learn. It's music that it was available for all the people, for the kids, for the youth, for the old people, also for the younger, so they can continue singing. And when they got together and in the gatherings, that's one of the things they used to about giving education workshops or education talks about, you know, what they needed to do, how they could organize. So they also gave music sessions where they learned the songs. And so we have to continue that tradition, because it's the oral and the music tradition that also help us to continue knowing and to continue spreading the word.
1, 2, 3, 4. When inflation went crazy, the center was to blame. They promptly froze my wages, but inflation stayed the same. I got that crash course in political education blues. I got that crash course in political education blues. Well, they froze my wages, the markets went to hell. There was mortgages on the market that the market couldn't sell. I got that John Kenneth Galbraith, Milton Friedman blues. The John Kenneth Galbraith, Milton Friedman blues. Well, the markets went soft, the properties went down. My benevolent employer promptly moved right out of town. I got that Taiwan chili, Southern Alabama blues. They're moving on, folks. I got the Taiwan chili, Southern Alabama blues. Then the Tories told the people the world of this mess. We'll have free trade with Uncle Sam, and you folks know the rest. I got the Star-Spangled Banner, bald-headed eagle blues. I got the Star-Spangled Banner, bald-headed eagle blues. Take it away now. This line, will it stand free trade to Mexico? It'll work the second time. I got that Nacogdoches lower living standards blues. I got the Nacogdoches lower living standards blues. Then the Tories told the people there's no money anywhere. We'll cut your social services till the cover's nearly bare. I got that education, welfare and health cut back, leisure UIC as well. Said to the Tories, hey, hold on a bit. We know that you're the government, but we don't have to take the shit. We got this marching on Main Street, political education blues.
marching on Main Street, political education blues.
It's time to end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off. Now we should all be irate at this huge welfare state, right here in this mightiest of nations. AFDC is disgraceful to me. I'm talking aid for dependent corporations. Free enterprise, ha, the cruelest of lies. It cost us $200 billion just last year. If they paid their fair share, we'd have billions to spare. It's time to tell them the buck stop here. Let's consider Charlie Hurwitz, the CEO at Maxam, holding Redwood Forests hostage in a vicious little tax scam. It's clear cut we picked up the tab for Charlie's union busting, then paid him to pollute our water. Jesus, that's disgusting. Charlie won't repay $500 million that he stole from a Houston SNL. What say we kick him off the dole? It's time to end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off. That Taco Bell Chihuahua begs for bucks for Frito-Lay, and Poppin' Fresh from Pillsbury needs more dough every day. That thief Ronald McDonald and his sidekick Mayor McCheesy burglarize our treasury in ways that make me queasy. That nasty little mermaid took tax dollars overseas to hire thugs to bring poor Haitian workers to their knees. It's time to end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off. They've been picking every pocket here from sea to shining sea. We must intervene to break this cycle of dependency. ADM and Cargill, General Motors, Ford and Boeing, ITT and Lockheed, and that welfare line keeps growing, growing, growing. Now Congress says we can't afford to subsidize the needy, but before we slash the safety net, let's tell the truly greedy. We're gonna end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. We're gonna end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off.
It's for their own good.
No more handouts, cut them off.
That was George Hewinson and the Rank and File Band with Political Education Blues and the Corporate Welfare Song by M. Finney. The good thing also about the labor song is that the labor song goes to the different connotations of the music and the different struggles from the people. And he put together, you know, what the people are doing, what the people did in the past and what the people are doing now with the different perspectives, what's happened with the war, what's happened with the corporations taking over. And so it's like kind of like a path that we are living and that we continue living with the same sense of injustice and the same sense of greeting from the government. So it's incredible how we can see that the world hasn't changed, that the world continues degenerates and continue going down in the sense of the human being, in the sense of caring for the others, in the sense of being together and being able to work for the same causes different and to fight against each other. And when the workers have issues, we should be and we should stand up together for the same rights, because we can apply and we can ask for those things because we are the ones who maintains these governments and these economies. So for those who don't understand what the struggles and what it is to be a part of a community, and when we decide to take those going on a strike and take those jobs of workers that they've been fighting, they're just asking for a better, fair treatment. So for you that is out there and that is not listening, this is for you. Scabs by Anne Finney. And later we will continue to listen to the younger generation that continue also learning these songs, learning this music and writing, because we can give the power to those people, we can give the power to everyone to fight for those kind of good things that we deserve. So this is Running Live from Fellow Worker.
Life form been creeping round my job site. Oh, they look almost human, but something about them ain't right. They just cross right over a picket line, pay no attention to a picket sign. They're called scabs, scabs. The lowest life form spawned in nature's lab. They got no brains, they got no heart. Scabs are tearing our communities apart. They might be reptilian, the blood flows like ice in their veins. Or extraterrestrial recyclers that use shit for brains. Now what does it mean to have the right to strike when companies do anything they like using scabs, scabs. The lowest form of life found in nature's lab. They got no brains, they got no heart. Scabs are tearing our communities apart. Now before we had our unions, let me tell you, conditions were bad. Understaffed, overworked, underpaid, till we finally got mad. But then when we walked out to protect our rights, they just gave away our jobs to those parasites, to those scabs, scabs. The lowest form of life found in nature's lab. They got no brains, they got no heart. Scabs are tearing our communities apart. I could puke watching co-workers turned into weasels and traitors. They must be pod people hatched by those corporate raiders and insider traders. You know our labor laws are crazy. They're so damn two-faced. They say I haven't been fired, just permanently replaced by scabs. Scabs. the lowest form of life found in nature's lab. They got no brains, they got no heart. Scabs are tearing our communities apart. Oh, listen to your mama, this isn't idle gab. You're pretty damn low on the food chain when you think you gotta grab your striking neighbor's job. I guess you gotta be a scab. Yes, it's a simple explanation for this apathy I see. You forget what you want. You remember that you don't. Yes, it's a simple explanation for this lack of clarity. No longer know how to be. All we do is give up. Now why can't you believe in me? We will surely take up a revolution.
Running light, ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, yeah. Running light, ooh, ooh. revolution in our minds. A revolution in our minds. A revolution in this land. A revolution in our hands. Running like ooh ooh ah woo wee ya. 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 We need a revolution.
Well, after more music, here is the email that you can write me back and tell me about the program and what do you think about this music and what is the message that you can get. So get a pen and a piece of paper, and this is the email: mariayvicki@yahoo.ca. Again, mariayvicki@yahoo.ca. And now we're going to continue with more music. I'm going to a little bit more talking because a lot of things are coming on, and it's music in the summer in different places in the Ontario from where this program is coming. So it's going to happen in Toronto, Hamilton, and Peterborough. A spectacular concert, labor, sung music all night, like Justice and Solidarity, Power of the Union, Union Made, an amazing, amazing performance from Anne Finney. She's, like I said before, one of the best labor singers in North America. She's from Pittsburgh, and her music is, and her energy, really inspiring, really taking the power to tell us the truth, to be able to use the music, that instrument, to educate people, to be open to the ideas and to understand what's going on. Also, we're going to have the pleasure to listen to George Hewinson and his friends, and he also believes that the music is the instrument and the tool to educate the masses. And so, and also going to be fellow worker of one of the singers and writers generations who understand and who wants to be part of this open eyes of the societies, and that contributes with her music to, because with the workers, for all of us out there. So I will give you the information in the second part of this program. Stay tuned for Toronto Concert Labor Song.